Welcome back to Talking Soulful, the space where we dive into big questions, the soulful nudges, and those little threads that connect us all. I'm Joe, and today we're exploring the beginning of something interesting, something profound, perhaps sometimes the nudge to question. Where does it start? What ignites that curiosity, that spark that sends us searching for meaning, connection, or something greater? I'll tell you mine, but as I share, I want you to think about your own. When did you first feel that nudge? When did you first start asking deeper questions? In my experience, well, am I almost heading into 60 years? Not yet. I have 2 years, I think. A lot of people that have crossed my path have those questions. Some are religious, some are not religious. Some have strong beliefs, some don't have any. And it doesn't really matter. There's still always a subtle questioning of, I wonder, what if? Is there more? Is there something greater? What's the purpose of all of this? So many questions. Do spirits exist? Is psychic really real? All those crazy questions. They're not really crazy. They're just feelings, thoughts that come up. I'm going to lead with actually a story before I really get into my story. When I first started becoming a hypnotherapist mind coach, I left the business world and I just dove in at 100 miles an hour. One of my first clients, this gentleman was in his 60s. And he surprised me because he came, sat with me. He was a very professional businessman, just a lovely person. But when we got into talking about why he was coming to see me, he posed the question of being interested in past life regression, which was not something that I was delving into. But the reason he was there is he started to feel that mortality nudge that I think a lot of people begin to feel once they hit certain ages or begin to experience people around them passing away, sadly. I am getting closer to that and starting to feel that awareness that, wow, it's getting closer. That's interesting. So we ended up in quite deep conversations about life and my thoughts. So this podcast kind of leads into that whole subject about what is there? Are we asking those questions? Is there more to this? Where are we going? Is there really a God? I have a lot of theories of God. I don't want to really get into them at this point. I will say that I do believe that there is a singular energy that we are all connected to. Energy is energy, and it's up to you, really. Your journey is your journey here. That's what I've learned. And that's why we're here with Talking Soulful, is to talk about stuff. And why some of my journeys, some of your questions, some of just insights, profound moments, conversations about this stuff. I do believe that we're all connected. However, each of us is here in this moment, living our own unique journey, writing our own story, and defining what it all means for ourselves individually. Now, collectively, we can share. That's okay. But it is, I believe, a very individual journey. And there is a bottom line. There's two sides. There's scales, and it's, are you doing good stuff or are you doing bad stuff? Which way do you swing? Come on, people. There's no greater truth than that. We see it in the world every day. when we push too hard and people start leaning towards fear, it turns crazy. And when we are supportive and understanding and caring, it turns in a different direction. Yes? So let's talk about me and my nudge. My nudge to question began very, very early. It was a natural thing for me. It was there. It was always there. And it was part of my journey of just exploring and searching until I began to see things, hear things, study things that really sank in. And the body, the soul said, there it is, that's closer. So for me, it's around 5, really. I'm pretty sure I was 5. I could have even been 4, but I think 4 or 5. Now picture this. My mom sent me to Sunday school, and I'm sitting in Sunday school, wide-eyed, full of interest. Always was a very well-behaved little girl, apparently, I am told. I could not tell you myself, but I don't have any horrible memories of being a bad child, so wide-eyed, full of interest, really. And of course, in Sunday school, you get taught about God. And I'm listening. I'm curious. I'm soaking it up. Every single word. And then this question, a very big question that I felt strong enough to actually ask. I was shy and quiet. So picture that. I felt strong enough to actually ask. And this is the question. Where did God come from? When a 5-year-old asks that kind of a question, you'd think someone might try to answer, or at least give something to work with, yes? But no one would. And I don't mean once or twice, I mean repeatedly. I asked that question repeatedly. It was very frustrating, and they just avoided it. And I was listening to all the stories, and I still was like, nope. There's something up. I don't like this. It didn't feel right. And I really wanted to know. And I was really bothered that they wouldn't tell me. Every time, same answer. Nothing. Literally nothing. One day, finally, I came home from Sunday school, marched up to my mom, and said very seriously, I'm not going to Sunday school anymore. And she was surprised, because I didn't speak like that, and asked me why not. And my answer was simple, because they won't answer my question, where did God come from? I didn't really have a way to explain the question or why it was so important to me, but I had it. And I was very frustrated, and I didn't want to go anymore. And that was it. That was the end of Sunday school for me. And the beginning of a journey that literally has shaped my life in ways I couldn't have imagined. So many little things. It's like when something happens, it's a synchronicity and it takes you on a path, even when you're young. Even when you're young and your mind is still growing and evolving, these little nuggets can start to happen and take you in directions that are extremely interesting, which is my life. That question, where did God come from? It stuck with me. It became a compass, so to speak. I guess that eternal question that we all have, what is this about, really? That question, that feeling, that nudge, it stayed there. It was an anchor. It was a compass. It guided me as I looked and I learned and I experienced life. It wasn't just a question, it was a connection, a driving force underneath. It wasn't always there making me look. Something would always just pop out and I was drawn towards things. I've had so many moments of clarity, moments of wonder, and yes, moments of complete bewilderment, crazy aha moments. I remember sitting with a girlfriend, we were talking having some wine and about life and this and that. And I don't know, I got one of those moments where just words came out of my mouth and I was talking about spirituality and what I really think it is. And she was freaking out, saying, oh my God, I have to write that down. Oh my God, that's the best thing I've ever heard. And literally both of us could not remember word for word what I said. And it's really sad because I felt it so strong as it came out of my mouth. It was like divine intervention, I swear. And perhaps she felt the same way because she was literally trying to get something to write it down and we forgot exactly the definition. So hopefully it comes back for me sometime soon. Something that just goes, yeah, that's it. Aha moments. You've had them. We've all had them. We've read a book and felt the words touch our soul, touch our heart, touch our lives. Help us move in a direction. Help us understand that deeper connection and meaning. Some of those moments for me were quiet. Just clicked. And others were like, oh, holy crap, what just happened? And don't worry, we'll dive into those stories too, because they're kind of fun. But for now, let me say this. I've come to realize that this nudge to question, this search is something universal. We all have it. For some, it's subtle, a sense that there's more to discover. For others, it's a full-on mission to figure it out, whatever it is. And then there are those who don't feel that nudge at all. At least not yet. I'm going to tell you this. I'm also not here to tell you that there's one way or another way, or a right way or a wrong way, because it's your journey. I'm just sharing with you mine and my thoughts and my perspectives from my journey. I don't begrudge you yours at all. I'm actually interested. So here's how I see it on this subject. We all sit in one of these three positions. One, locked. Not looking, not questioning, not interested. Two, midway open. Feeling a little tug when something comes up, but not fully diving in. Three, full throttle open. Committed to discovering, exploring, and understanding somehow, some way. Number three can be so many levels. But I think that number three, how do I word this? It deepens and expands your soul. It will take you on a journey. It will either take you on a straight, full course journey, and some just kind of goes up and down and all around, and mine have been like that. When you're in number three, and maybe when you're in number two, moving into three, that opening is expanding and you're kind of getting really opened, you'll have bubbles of episodes that will really just be smack right in your face. Like the universe just, you know, tapped you on the head or smacked you on the shoulder or on the back and said, come on, let's go. We're going to show you some things. And then you need to take a break and we're going to come back and see you later and show you some more things. That's kind of how my journey's been. None of these positions are better or worse than others. They're just different stages of the journey. And we're all in our own stage, moving at our own pace. I know my first husband. He would listen to all my stories, and I think he really wanted to believe. And then sometimes he would act like he didn't believe, and he was all over the fence with that. And then he did experience some pretty profound moments that I experienced with my grandmother and I think that, and our son actually being born, and I think that changed him probably a lot over the years. My husband now was not in a locked position, but definitely was not someone who was ever looking or questioning, but definitely would be interested if somehow the conversation came up, which of course it did because he ended up dating me. And being in, you know, 20 long years with me, he's learned a lot and changed his view and is a lot more open-minded. Which way he really leans in his heart and soul, I don't know, and it's not my place to know. But he's very supportive and always listens and thinks I have some kind of gift. Carrying on. Like I said, none of the positions, none of the three are worse than the other. They're just different stages of the journey, and we're all in our own stage, moving at our own pace, and that is entirely 100% okay, because that's just the way it's supposed to be. It's about you and you and your journey and how you walk through it. My advice, just be mindful. Don't get lost in the woo-woo-y. Don't get lost in a singular pattern. Follow your heart. Let it take you truthfully where you need to go, and don't let others push you. Over the years, I've met so many people who were on their own search, some knowingly, some not, and I've seen something beautiful happen when they hear a story that resonates. It's like a light goes on. You can see it in their eyes, in their posture, and it's that, oh, wow, moment when something just feels right. You feel it in your body. It's an instinct we all have. We all have that instinct. And we also have different levels of that instinct. That inner sense that tells us when something fits, when it aligns with what we know deep inside. Even if we can't explain why. For me, I now have, I probably will talk about this a lot in all the podcasts because it's a part of who I am. I have a, what do I call it? I have a physical thing that occurs, and it's like the universe screaming yes at me. All the hairs on my body go up, and it's a different feeling than just the goosies, but the goosies themselves for me in certain circumstances is that it's the yes, and the universe is yelling with me, yes, you got it, that's it, or that's right, or that's correct, and it's crazy, and I have it. And I've said this before, I would bet millions of dollars that I do not have on that feeling. It's not like normal goosies, but it's pretty close. But man, when it's big, it's big. I'm thankful for it. I'm very, very thankful for it. And I lost it when I went through PTSD. That's a whole big topic. And it came back, and I'm so grateful. Maybe I'll have them during some of these episodes. Because I do digress a bit. Because that's just how these stories are. They're from the heart. So let me ask you, where did your nudge to question begin? What was the moment, or maybe the question, that set you on your path? For me, it was, where did God come from? It's a good one, don't you think? Do I actually have the answer? I don't know. That singular question opened doors to so many more, and it led me to experiences that shaped my understanding of life, connection, and meaning. I truly, truly believe we're all connected, like strings, all connected to a single core. And that's what they kind of mean. Be careful what you're putting out there, because it's going out there because we're all connected. There's kinks and things in the way of some of that connection, but it's still connected. And this is why we really will be well served to try to find ways to be our best selves more often than not. I'm going to share some of these stories with you, and I invite you to share yours with me, because here's the truth. Our stories, our questions, our moments of clarity and confusion, they're all part of this vast, beautiful tapestry of connection. And when we share them, we help each other see the bigger picture So if you're sitting here and you're listening to this and you've never really felt that nudge, perhaps the next time you're just sitting somewhere, take a pause. Ask yourself, what do I feel? Is there a nudge? Is there a question? What is that question? See what happens. It might not come right away. It might come tomorrow. It might come in your sleep. It might come in a message from somebody else. Perhaps even this episode gave you the question itself. In the episodes to come, we're going to explore some of those holy crap moments that I mentioned earlier. We'll talk about the aha moments also, and we'll dive into what it means to be curious, to question, and to connect, and to experience some pretty cool things every once in a while. For now, take a moment to reflect on your own nudge. Where did it begin and where has it taken you? Did it take you anywhere? If this episode resonated with you, perhaps share it with a friend or with someone who it might resonate with. Better yet, share your story with me. You can reach out on social media or leave a message at joharris.blog. I'd love to hear about your journey because your story matters. Thanks for joining me today. Remember, it's not about finding all the answers. It's about staying open to the questions. Until next time, keep exploring soulful connections around you, because they're there. That's it for now. Take care. See you soon.